Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Gonna make sure I eat a lot of turkey today.
Too much turkey, actually.
Probably too much, yes.
Today is the very first episode of our holiday series. And for people who've been listening and with us since the beginning, you know that right about this time every year, we decide to change the format just a little bit from around Thanksgiving to around New Year's because we don't want to ask of our listeners the same level of time commitment that we would do throughout the year with our 20 or 25 minute episodes. So for now through the end of the year, basically through Thursday, December 30th, we're going to have these shortened episodes where we're going to talk about the same thing throughout, and I'll get to that in a moment. And we'll have a different small topic each day, every Thursday and Monday between now and December 30th. There'll be a little bit shorter episodes, around 10 minutes each. Maybe get you allow you some more time to spend with your teams and with your families, but still give you some hopefully relevant content on things that can support you and help you out this year. And so what I want to do for this year's holiday series is I want to take it back to some of the stuff that we did at the very, very beginning. You know, for people who don't know this, the background on Hacking Your Leadership is that Lorenzo had his own podcast, the Life of Lozo podcast, which you can check out on Apple Podcasts if you'd like to. And he was being asked about leadership and brought me on to have conversations around leadership. He'd ask me questions and I'd answer them. And it was around hiring for leadership roles. How do you get the right people in role for leadership? And so what we want to do for this holiday series this year is we went online to find examples of questions that, according to people who should know these things, these are questions you should be asking leadership candidates for a role in leadership. And there's so much variation out there, depending on who you're listening to, who you're talking to, around the right questions to ask people who are potential candidates for leadership roles. And because a lot of what leadership is less about show me the results, and a lot of it can be subjective, I think there are a lot of people who kind of slip through the cracks. They get through into these leadership roles, and they may not have been the right person for the job, but it's really difficult to screen for leadership if you don't know the right questions to ask. And so for this holiday series, we're going to talk about the great questions to ask potential leadership candidates. And the very first question that I want to ask, or I want to talk about, is how do you build and maintain trust with your team? So if a person's interviewing for this job as a leader, I want to know, how do they build and maintain trust with their team? What can they say to me that would convince me that they are a fit for a leadership role based on this trust?
Oh, this is so much fun. I'm having flashbacks to when we first started,
right? Yes.
It was just, let's ask questions, let's answer them. So to answer that question, I think what I would want to hear somebody talk about is the element of connection and really understanding that every person brings a uniqueness to them, that is a talent, that is a skill, and that many people want to be heard and they want to be seen. So as a leader, how are you making sure that you're not only connecting with people on a personal level to understand who they are, what motivates them, what demotivates them, but also how are you making sure that their ideas and that their thoughts are being considered as you think about the work, as you think about strategy, and as you think about kind of building a team together? So a lot of what I would want to hear in those spaces are things about examples like that, about how you have or how the person has had the chance to connect with people in that way and to find relationships that are flourishing and that have resulted in development and collaboration. And I would also like to hear maybe in that example somewhere where you made a mistake or where the trust was put up to test or something had to happen where you had to show up for somebody in a space as a leader that was there to cement that type of trust.
Right, right. When I think about this question for me, I think about what is the opposite, right? So in any example of what good looks like, there's also by definition an example of what bad looks like. And when I think about examples where I've had teams or I've had individual people where there wasn't a good relationship, where they didn't trust me, it wasn't because I was lying to them. It was because I wasn't very intentional on the communication to set the stage for what they could expect out of me, which meant their expectations out of me were not based on anything real. They were based on what they just thought they should be able to expect out of me. And then when I didn't meet that, it led to a lack of trust. And so I think when I to build trust with a team, my absolute necessity is very, very constant, consistent, and often communication around what they can expect out of me as a leader. Because all trust is do your actions meet your words, right? What did I say I was going to do? And am I actually doing that? And if I don't define what it is that I'm actually going to do, then they'll define it for me. And then when I don't meet that, I don't even know what the standard was. And now they don't trust me. That's not on them. That's on me. It's on me as the leader to make sure that they understand what it is they can hold me accountable to, so that then they can decide whether or not they can trust me. So I think that is key. I also think it's really difficult to do in the moment when things are going well, right? When things aren't going well, you can always pick up the pieces. But when things are going well, sometimes it's not on the front of your mind to have that open communication. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is how do you do that in the moment? If things are going well with a person and it seems to be that the relationship is well, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's trust. It just means that there isn't a lack of trust. And I know that sounds semantic, but they are very different. Just because nothing has gone wrong doesn't mean things are always going right. And so how do you make sure that you are very intentional around this so that when there is the problem, the person has something to look on? But before you answer that, I want to give up to a word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, so how do you make sure that in the moment your people are having the stage set for a trusting relationship? Because oftentimes you don't know whether or not they trust you until you find out that they don't.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. And I think a lot of it has to come down to how transparent you are with the mistakes that you made. Or what are the stories that you're sharing or examples that you're giving where you have either failed or where you have had setbacks, or where you have, you know, even provided ideas or examples to them in meetings. And when somebody maybe challenges it or pushes back on it, you say, you know what? That's a great call out. I didn't even think about that. I appreciate your thoughts there, and I appreciate you pushing back, and I appreciate you, you know, sharing what you have, because you've changed my mind, right? You've changed my approach to this. You've helped me to realize that's not the best idea or something that I didn't even think about, and I really appreciate that. So like you're proactively making sure that you're looking for the opportunities to either share with them that you have also made mistakes historically, and or that you're making mistakes continuously by providing examples or thoughts or ideas that are not the greatest. And I think that really solidifies that, so that when something does go wrong, potentially, the leader knows that they can share it, or they can ask for help or advice, or they can admit the mistake because they've heard you admit this mistake many times as their leader.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think I would take it another step further too, and to even either publicly or privately in one-off conversations, talk about that interaction also. Meaning, I thought we were going to do it this way. Oh, but Lorenzo told me about this way, and now we're going to go this way instead because he was right. And whether that's if the person feels comfortable with you kind of saying that to a team in a meeting, or just kind of bringing it up in conversation, mentioning it as you have these conversations, believe me, that information will get back to the person. That person will know that when you had the opportunity to either take credit for something that wasn't yours or give them credit for something that was theirs, that you did the right thing and you gave them credit for something that was theirs. I think the one of the biggest things that erodes trust between leaders and their people is if the people start to believe that the leader will hold them accountable when something goes wrong, but take credit for the good when something goes right. And when a leader can show that when something goes right, that the person who actually is responsible for it is getting the credit for it, that goes a huge distance in terms of people just letting down their natural guard as far as what they think you're going to do. Because I don't care who you are, you have had examples in your past where you had leaders who didn't do this well, leaders who took credit for things that you did, and that feels very wrong. And that stays with you. You bring that with you to other jobs, other roles, other leaders, and there becomes this natural belief that that will happen again until you as the leader take the responsibility to say, not only do I not do this, but I'm going to be very clear, very intentional on making sure you're aware that I don't do this. The quicker you can get that out of the way, the quicker you can make sure your people see that you're not the kind of leader who will do that to them, the more that they will stop focusing on making sure they get credit for things and start focusing on doing their job better, because they know they don't have to spend any of their efforts getting credit for things. You're doing it for them. You as their leader are taking it upon yourself to make sure they get credit for the good stuff they're doing. Now they don't have to worry about that. They can put that bag down and pick up the bag of how do I be more productive? How do I get done more work? And that's where they should be focusing anyway. anyway.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great call out, and it's a great reminder that as well, like the times when you can either really, you know, kind of establish the trust through your own examples and your own learnings as a leader is just as critical as those opportunities where you're able to kind of role model that for people and make sure that the right credit goes to the right person, and that when, you know, when you get pushback or there's a situation or a problem, that they feel supported, that it's okay, that they feel like you have their back even before it's a major problem. The little things as well, to say like, hey, it's all good, I got you. You know what I mean? Like no worries. Like those little small things, and the ability for you to support somebody in those spaces make those bigger issues or bigger mistakes a lot less hard for them to have to work through and learn through. So I completely agree with that.
Yeah, and this isn't just for questions to ask people. I know we're doing a lot of hiring right now, and the great resignation is leaving a lot of leadership roles open. So this is an important question to ask people who are applying for leadership roles. But it's also an important question to ask yourself, how do you do this now? This applies to you if you're in a situation right now where you want to build trust with your team, even if it's not where it needs to be.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.